It said that there may be a shortage of new cars in the country due to a shortage of parts. This signaled in the April ABSA PMI figure, with supplier performance having fallen sharply during the period. The index registered its first decline in 4 months, pulling back slightly, down just over one index point to 56.2 in April. But despite the decline, it's important to note that all five subcomponents were in positive territory for the first time in 9 years. And on average, the index is higher than it was in the first quarter of last year when the pandemic hit. Mialani Maluleke, who's senior economist at ABSA, joins us now with greater perspective on what to make of the print in its totality. Thanks so much, Mialani, for your time this evening. So right at the top, how do we digest today's print? Yes, pulling back slightly, but still above 50, with all five subcomponents positive.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. Look, I think we shouldn't be worried too much that there was a bit of a softening into April. The PMI is still quite comfortably in expansion territory, and I think this is a pretty clear sign that into Q2, the recovery in the sector did remain pretty much intact. I need to point out, though, that given that we were sort of emerging from a very low base last year, it did make sense that sort of early on into the recovery, you were going to have this very strong PMI print, because we need to remember that the PMI does measure month-on-month changes. And as the output gets closer and closer to what you could call sort of normal levels, the rate of increase does sort of soften a little bit. And we suspect that that may be part of what is happening in the April data. But I think overall, it's still a pretty clear sign here that the sector is remaining resilient into Q2.
And that's in fact what you've highlighting, reflecting in new sales orders and business activity at large, right? That we're seeing things improve at a much slower pace compared to the previous month. You're saying no need to worry just yet.
Not as yet. I mean, we were a little bit surprised by the pace of the slowdown in the business activity index from 56.1 in March to 50.8 in April. But of course, it still shows that business activity or production is increasing. It's possible that some of this perhaps is a reflection of these anecdotal stories that we've been hearing about, the shortages of parts, some difficulty in terms of sourcing inputs due to supply chain disruptions. But when you look at just how strong that new sales orders is in April, despite the softening that we've had from March, I think it's still pretty strong. And if this is sustained, I don't see why it shouldn't translate into higher output going forward as well.
If that demand scenario is starting to pick up quite nicely, Mialani, how are you explaining the purchasing price index, which came down slightly as well from a five-year high, which was in fact reached in March? Is that a pricing power situation, or more so reflective of the fact that we have seen a stronger rand emerge over the period?
Yeah, it's a tiny bit softer compared to March, but it's still high, and this concerns me a little bit, because we have sort of several months where this particular index has been rising. We've also seen in the PPI data that came out last week for March that producer inflation seems to be rising a little bit. I think some of it, especially since the start of the year, is probably reflective of these higher oil prices that we've seen. But perhaps the small decline that we saw in April reflects the fact that the rand was about 3.7% stronger, so that would have softened input costs a little bit. And I suppose for me, the sort of bigger concern here is that because we're sort of coming from this weak demand environment, manufacturers have been hesitant to push on these rises in input costs to consumer prices, and a huge part of that seems it's been going to manufacturers' margins. So that's not a particularly bright story of this report.
Within that context then, how encouraged are you by the fact that the employment index managed to increase well above 50 in April? Do you see that being a sustained scenario?
This is a big positive surprise for us. We haven't seen, Alicia, this particular sub-index above 50 since mid-2016, and now in April alone it's up by about 10 points. It's very positive, no doubt about that, but, you know, we have to be cautious. It's just one data point. I think it's way too early to know if this is just a blip in the data or if this actually points to something that can actually prove to be sustainable going forward. We'd like to see more of these kind of prints before we can be convinced that is the case.
Despite the fact that we've got so many balls up in the air, so many question marks that linger, Mialani, expected business conditions in 6 months' time hitting a three-year high. It's now at 67.9 index points. How much of that really warranted? Because we were having a conversation in the office, a little earlier today, and I think people forget just how bad a scenario we were, in fact, in before COVID hit, and the slight improvement that we're seeing now doesn't necessarily take us to what was a blossoming picture back then.
Absolutely. You know, and I think sometimes sort of strong short-term improvements in sentiment don't necessarily sort of, I think, reflect and return necessarily back to where we were. But some of it, I think, could just be sort of a sigh of relief to some degree, because if you sort of think about what the narrative has been for South Africa sort of in the run-up to April, there were big concerns that, going into April, getting into Easter, South Africa was probably going to see this big COVID-19 third wave, but so far it hasn't really materialized. So perhaps that may have been a small positive for some manufacturers who obviously would have seen sort of continuing operations without any sort of major disruption. But I think another thing that also would have been positive in April is that we saw sort of big global institutions like the IMF coming out to revise their global growth forecast even higher. So there must be some expectation from at least some parts of the manufacturing sector that could have some positive spillover effects into local manufacturing going forward.
Let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Mialani, for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, senior economist at Absa, Mialani Maluleke.